Yeah, buddy. Back in the nation. Blake Elliott filling in for Gavin Dawson as he will not be joining us back today. He is dealing with the back. The MRSA is what the streets are calling it. Join with Brian Broaddus, the Super Bowl winning scout, and Lucius Alexander, who just got done with fantastic LA Live and G-Bag of the Day. I was glad to be a part of it for the first time, be a part of the voting process. Sean and RJ with a two-time champion going for three tomorrow. Make sure you're tuned in for that to make sure they can become a three-time champion. But we've got your Texas Rangers on the horizon, a little around the bases. I want to ask the Tolos, and I want to ask you, Brian, do you think that Jock Peterson and Josh Jung, to an extent, can get off of the schneid after last night's performance? Was it last night an anomaly that was just a, hey, the Yankees are reeling and they were able to get a hit or two? Or, hey, is this the boost that the Rangers and they needed to get back to where we know they can be?
I hope. And the Jock Peterson stuff, he's only hit three home runs.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at overall what CY tried to do with Jock was to, he felt like, listen, going to bring in a bat that's going to hit in the middle of the order, that's going to hit 25, 30 home runs. And he just got off to such a horrendous start, never could really get out of it. You know, then got injured, then more questions about it. It just looked like a very bad signing overall. And I was a little worried that maybe ownership was going to look at, that signing and hold that against CY. Like, look, I gave you $20 million to go get this player, and now you're asking me for more money. You want to make trades. You want to do this. You want to do that. And so, fortunately, it didn't turn out that way, that ownership did chip in. They did say, hey, let's go get some guys. Let's see if we can make this happen. I was just glad to see that two players, and Josh has been just the part where every time we talk about injury and calf and this and back and whatever, you know, yep, wrist and all, it just seemed like the guy just couldn't catch a break. He just couldn't. And then, you know, and then you're thinking, oh, he's going to be out of the lineup. My gosh, no more availability. But the whole thing with Jock, and it was just two players, and especially Jock, because he was brought here to be that kind of that middle of the lineup difference maker, and it just didn't work out that way. But last night for him to tie that game, and that was huge. To be put in that situation as a pinch hitter and to deliver the way he did, hopefully that gets something going. But the Rangers, they just can't afford any losses. There's going to be losses, but, man, they just cannot afford any right now, especially with the way that the Mariners are playing ahead of them.
That was Jock Peterson's seventh career pinch hit home run and his first in the ninth inning or later since 2019. Jock said this after the game, you get behind and it feels like you're in quicksand. You want to get four hits in one day or five hits in one at bat. I can go 10 for 10 and it's not going to change the results of the pass. I think chasing that instant gratification is what continuously gets you in trouble. The beautiful thing about baseball is it's just one pitch at a time. As frustrating as it's been and the lost sleep that I've had over the past couple months of production, it's irrelevant. I can't change that now. All I can do is focus on the next one right in front of me and continue to put together quality at-bats. I think he's got the right mindset. And you see the swing. It was a confident swing. This wasn't him chasing a pitch out of the zone and got lucky and chipped the bat. That was full contact. It felt good right off the bat. Him and Josh Jung, it felt good right off the bat. I am hoping that not only can it help their mentality, because I think it is a thing that we underrate in sports.
Yeah.
Us, our job, the people texting in, get Jock out of the lineup. And I'm putting myself in that circle, all of us. We do this as well. Get Jock out of the lineup. Get someone else here. Get someone that can hit. And it's like, one, these guys are professionals, so they've gone through lulls. They know how, when they're down, how to get back up. Is Jock having the best year of his career?
No.
Obviously not. But like Bochy said, like Jared said, like you just said, this team needs Jock Peterson to be good to make a deep playoff run, especially because you brought him in to be a righty against these fastballs. You brought him in to be a little bit of power in between your lineup. When you can't rely on Seager and Garcia to be the only power in your lineup. So I love what I saw from Jock last night and Josh Jung coming in. And at least their morale should hopefully be up.
Yeah, I think everybody that came out of that game last night had to be super proud of the way that they were able to fight back. They were down 3-0. They came back. They took a lead. You know, they get the Yankees hit a 2-run home. Now the game is, you know, John Gray is in there pitching. You know, he's battling. He gave up the homer. They lose the lead.
I will say it's nice that you can put Gray in there because you have Patrick Corbin, who struggled mightily. He was up to 50-plus pitches in the third inning.
Yeah,
he
was struggling. Corbin was struggling. And it looked like, but to put John Gray in there, and unfortunately, yeah, he gave up the home run. But for the Rangers to come back the way they did, I think says a lot about them, that how they were having a scratch and the fact that they were able to tie the game and then hold the Yankees scoreless with the zombie runner on the top of the 10th.
Yeah,
that was huge.
Shout out to hopefully I'm not mispronouncing his name, Danny Kalum, who has been nails since he's come in. This guy, I know he hasn't allowed a run. I want to say he's only allowed a hit or two with the Rangers. He has been phenomenal for your Texas Rangers in 3 outings. Corvello, maybe they found their new high leverage guy.
That's amazing. Yeah.
I like everything that he has shown you. It feels like the Rangers pitching, obviously the starting pitching is going to waver. You're not going to go 7-8 scoreless every single game. Yeah. And maybe this is the month that, like I think Dawson said the other day, if this is the worst you're going to get from DeGrom, you can deal with this. Right. We know how good of a pitcher he is. And that's why you bring in a guy like Merrill Kelly, so maybe you can push a start back. You have a guy like Kamar that you can bring back up, and Lats and Leiter that can fill in starts for him. So I think August is going to be a huge month for the Texas Rangers. Mm-hmm. You're not playing the Seattle Mariners anymore. You're done with them for the season.
Right.
I have big expectations for what the Rangers can do in the month of August.
Yeah, I totally agree. But it's going to be about continued timely hitting. They've done a great job of playing defense. That will always be something that you can kind of hang your hat on. But this pitching staff they've been in so many. The bullpen has been in so many high leverage situations. And for them to continue to deliver the way they have. I know Garcia, there was a couple of home runs that were given up in Seattle. That was the unfortunate thing, that happened that weekend. But Garcia has been really, really, really good. And so with the additions that they made, hopefully this will be enough to kind of get them to where they can play at an even level. I think Seattle and Texas are the two teams that are going to battle this thing out at the end. I could see Houston in a situation where maybe the injuries and stuff are starting to catch up with them, and that the Rangers and then Seattle play at a better clip. But it could also be a 3-team race. I just think Seattle and Texas might be a little bit better.
No, Seattle's definitely the team you've got to watch out for, as the Rangers are just 1.5 games back of Seattle in the division, obviously taking on the Yankees tonight, who are reeling. We'll see if they're able to get win number 2. Nathan Eovaldi on the bump for your Texas Rangers.
Just absolutely great.
We're going to give you the starting lineup. What is the batting order looking like? Who is out there? Is Josh Young out there again? As we give you the keys to the victory next on the final segment here on the G-Bag Nation. Blake Elliott, Brian Broaddus, and Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup, keeping you guys ready for Rangers baseball as they're about to take on the New York Yankees out at the Globe. And there is a heavy hitter returning to the Yankees lineup tonight. I'll let you know who that is here in just a second. For your Texas Rangers, you got Nathan Eovaldi on the bump, who just won AL Pitcher of the Month, 5-0 with a sub-1 ERA. He was nails on the mound. We'll see if he can keep that up tonight. Patrick Corbin and John Gray didn't have their greatest performance the other night as far as starting pitching going. Your bullpen doing what they can, and the new guys you acquired at the deadline were nails. And then we know the heroes of last night being Jock Peterson, finally knocking one out of the park, third homer of the year for him, and then Josh Young, who's been getting reacclimated back into the lineup with the left calf soreness. He hits the 3-run Jimmy Jack to send them home. The New York Yankees have lost 4 in a row, so it has not been pretty sights for them. They'll have Will Warren on the mound today. He is 6-5 on the year with a 4.64 ERA, 128 Ks. For your Texas Rangers, lineup goes as follows. Josh Smith going to be leading off for you. I love how Boach kind of gives you a different leadoff guy every other week. One day it's Haggerty, one day it's Langford, one day it's Smith. I like him switching up. So Josh Smith's going to be leading off for you tonight. Corey Seager in that two-hole. Marcus Semien in that third. Adolis cleanup, business as usual. Jock Peterson batting 5th tonight for your Texas Rangers. Wyatt Langford in the 6th hole, Rowdy Tellez in the 7th. Jonah Heim, my home run pick, batting 8th for you. And then as Fred likes to call him, Alfredo. But Alejandro Osuna finishing up the lineup for you. No Duran, no Haggerty, no Josh Young tonight. For your Texas Rangers, what do you think the key to victory is for them, Brian Broaddus?
Well, first off, like I say, with Nathan Eovaldi on the hill, you know you're probably going to get quality innings, no question. But you got to take advantage of if you can find a way to get runners on base, find ways to, you know, I'm not talking about the huge inning, the big inning, but just find a way to chip away one, two runs. Maybe then you get another inning. Just make sure that you stay ahead of the, because like I said, I know Eovaldi's going to pitch well, but try and find a way to get him one, two, three runs. When you stake him to a lead,
and he's about as good as it gets on the mound.
He's going to get that thing to the bullpen, and so go from there.
Well, he's going to have his work cut out for him today because coming off of the flexor strain in his right elbow, he has not played since late July. Aaron Judge is back in the lineup for the New York Yankees tonight. He'll be in the 3-hole. No Stanton tonight, though, because Stanton can't field, and you can only have one guy being a DH. So it'll be Aaron Judge in the DH spot. Eovaldi will have to be taking care of him, and I think the rest of the lineup will take care of itself. I just want to say shout out to Brian. Shout out to Lucius for me filling in, letting me fill in. Shout out to Tim and Gavin for letting me come in. I know you guys love the general. I love the general. We're send him some prayers. Make sure he's okay. He did tweet a second ago about Jerry Jones, so he's alive.
He's sitting in a room waiting for news is what he's doing. So that's why he's tweeting. Yeah, for sure.
Dawson is alive and well. As far as if he's got any procedures done, you're gonna have to tweet at Gavin Dawson to figure out with that. But we're hoping that he can come back from his MRSA or alleged MRSA.
There's somebody that's not aware of that joke at all and hearing it for the first time, they're like, damn, Dawson got MRSA? Not the general tweet. Let me tweet the guy, man. How you doing?
I could have it as well. So Fan After Dark might just be Fred. We should make Fred and Gavin do a show. Just two ones just talking to each other. How dynamic would that be?
Yeah.
Fred, Gavin, and
Fred's done a good job on the midday show.
Yeah, Fan After Dark's been filling in. So I filled in today. If you guys have been toloing, you've heard Fred Davis on KNC Masterpiece filling in for Kevin Hagelin, who's in Germany. It's been a good time. Fan After Dark, Fatty represent. Shout out to all the text messages you guys send in. Make sure you guys, this Thursday, Saxy, Jake's Burgers, Fan Phenom, make sure you go and hang out with them and show us what you got if you think you can be the next Phenom. It's a great way to fellowship with the G-Bag boys.
You might be filling in for me one day.
You might be filling in. You know, this is your opportunity. Don't let it pass you by. Don't say you're just too busy to go hang out. At the end of the day, go hang out with the G-Bag boys. And the next thing you know, you got the bosses next to you. Go, hey, can I jump on the mic to tell you to sign right here? And you can do it this Thursday at Jake's Burgers. Well, for the Tolos, for all the G-Bag boys, it has been a blessing filling in. Hopefully, you'll have the general back. And do you have the nosebleeds back tomorrow?
The nosebleeds will be... No, they'll be back in a couple of days.
Next, coming up, Rangers baseball.